Pilgrims thronged St. Peter's Square, the long boulevard of Via della Conciliazione, and spilled all the way down to the banks of the Tiber this Wednesday for Pope Francis's weekly general audience, the first of the Easter season. The crowd was such that the Holy Father's open-topped jeep took even longer than usual to tour through the square, filled with flags and banners from the parishes of the world. Many of them bore images of two of his predecessors, Blessed John Paul II and Blessed John XXIII, who this weekend, Divine Mercy Sunday, Pope Francis will raise to the altars of the saints.
Cari fratelli e sorelle, buongiorno.
A light rain fell on the Holy Father as he reached the raised dais set up before the Basilica, from where he delivered his catechesis in Italian on the angel's admonition of Mary Magdalene and the disciples the morning of Christ's resurrection. Why do you seek the living one among the dead?
Perché cercate tra I morti colui che vivo?
In general comments in Italian, the Pope described the question as a milestone in history, but also a stumbling block, particularly when we allow ourselves to be seduced by worldly vanities such as money or success. He said today this question is also addressed to us. How often do we look for life among dead things, things that cannot give us life because they are fleeting, here today and gone tomorrow? Instead, the risen Christ helps us emerge from our space of sadness and opens up for us horizons of joy and hope. An English summary of the catechesis was then read out for those present.
Dear brothers and sisters, the joy of Easter is born of our faith in Christ's resurrection and his continuing presence in the church and in our world. With the resurrection, all has been made new, and fresh hope has been poured out upon our world. The question which the angel asked the women on the morning of the resurrection is directed to us as well. Why do you seek the living among the dead? The gospel shows us three examples of a life-changing encounter with the risen Lord and invites us to a similar encounter. Like Thomas, we need to grasp the reality of Christ's rising to new life. Like Mary Magdalene, we need to hear Jesus' voice calling our name. And like the travelers on the road to Emmaus, we need to find renewed joy and hope by recognizing that the Lord is ever at our side. These disciples sought the living among the dead. Yet Jesus led them by different paths to faith in him and the power of his resurrection. Today he challenges each of us to seek him, the living one, and to leave behind everything that holds us back from encountering him and sharing in the rebirth, the freedom, and the hope which he alone can give.
Pope Francis also had special greetings for English-speaking pilgrims, particularly the newly ordained deacons from the Pontifical Irish College here in Rome, as well as their family and friends.
Saluto tutti I pellegrini di lingua inglese presenti a questa udienza.
I greet all the English-speaking pilgrims taking part in today's audience, including those from Scotland, Sweden, Finland, and the United States. I offer a special greeting to the newly ordained deacons from the Pontifical Irish College, as well as their families and friends. Upon all of you and upon your families, I invoke the joy and peace of the risen Lord. God bless you all.
I'm Emer McCarthy.
Pater noster. Spiritum Tuo.
Sin nomen Domini benedictum.
Ex hoc nunc et usque in saeculum.
Adiutorium nostrum in nomine Domine.
Qui feci caelum et terra.
Benedicat vos omnipotens Deus, Pater, et Filius, et Spiritus Sanctus.
Amen.